This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says well over 100,000 people are fleeing the Turkish military offensive in Syria. Meanwhile, Kurdish militia say they feel a sense of betrayal after aligning themselves with U.S. forces in the fight against Islamic State. As Reuters' David Doyle reports, U.S. leaders are following through with the plan to move troops out of the region.
In a pre-recorded interview on Sunday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the U.S. is poised to evacuate all remaining troops, around 1,000 soldiers. That's amid Turkey's ongoing offensive, which Esper said was untenable for U.S. forces. On Sunday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said his troops and Turkish-backed rebels had taken control of Ras Al Ain and that the border town of Tel Abyad had been besieged. The operation will be expanded, he added, to Kobani in the west and Hasaka in the east. Turkey's stated aim is to create a safe zone to resettle many of the 3.6 million Syrian war refugees it has been hosting. That zone will extend around 30 to 35 kilometers into northern Syria.
Reuters' David Doyle. Sunday on ABC's This Week, Democratic Congressman Jim Himes countered Republicans' claims that Democrats working on the impeachment probe are not being fair.
This idea that the process is somehow not is not fair is just a fiction designed to avoid the question of whether the conduct of the president is good or not.
On the same show, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin said that no one should be immune from scrutiny in the process of finding out what happened between U.S. and Ukrainian officials.
I absolutely believe that our country should be working together to get to the bottom of what happened, whether it's Burisma, it's Joe Biden, it's Zolchevsky, it's Hunter Biden, that there shouldn't be a immunity from scrutiny just because Joe Biden is running for president.
And meanwhile, Hunter Biden, the son of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, on Sunday defended his work in Ukraine and China after calls by President Trump that the two countries investigate his business dealings. This is VOA News. Currently, the death toll from the typhoon in Japan is at least 23 and 16 remain missing. VOA's Slatissa Hoke has more on the aftermath.
The government said the storm left some 425,000 homes without power. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe addressed the nation on Sunday.
Along with police, firefighters, and the Japan Coast Guard, 27,000 self-defense forces personnel are currently undertaking rescue and relief activities. We will continue to work with government agencies to repair the damage to infrastructure and recover water and power supplies and restore transportation services.
Officials say some of the worst damage was caused by the Chikuma River overflowing in central Japan's Nagano Prefecture. The full extent of the damage cannot be assessed until water recedes from flooded areas. Zlatica Hoek, VO News, Washington.
Despite authorities increasingly cracking down on this weekly protests in Hong Kong, VOA's Anita Paul says that the activists are undeterred after months of demonstrations aimed at preserving Hong Kong's autonomy under the rule of pro-Beijing government.
Young people have been especially active and say they're not backing down in the face of obstacles. The government has banned gatherings and the wearing of face masks, rules many are openly flouting, like this 17-year-old student who did not give her name.
Everyone is important. If I don't come out and other people just think, oh, I'm so tired, I won't come out, then there won't be enough people to tell the government that what they are doing is wrong.
At police headquarters, elderly Hong Kongers camped overnight to make their demands known. They say they're committed to peaceful protest. Protester Peter Chen was born and raised in this city.
If the society is in a chaos, it's not good for Hong Kong future.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for a mortar attack in which seven people were wounded around Mogadishu Airport on Sunday. Witnesses told VOA Somali that six mortars were fired at the vicinity just after 1 p.m. local time. Poland's governing right-wing party won Sunday's general election. That's according to exit polls. The Law and Justice Party won 239 seats in parliament with just under 44% of the vote. The party was had the support for a raft of welfare measures, but its detractors criticized the party's attacks on gay rights and plans to reform the justice system there. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.